you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can visit us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You can catch us on your radio dial at Heaven 97 KHVN in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, as well as streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. We just count it a blessing and a privilege to be back before you once again here on A True Church Perspective. And we're here every week, and we would like to see you here every week. So make sure you continue to spread the word. Let everyone know that A True Church Perspective is on every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And if you just happen to be in church or not in your car or not where you can hear the broadcast, you can always download every broadcast each week from our website, true-church.org. It won't cost you anything. All of the broadcasts are free of charge. And I just thank God because we've been getting so many downloads from our website. People are really spreading the messages around. And we want to make this word available to you free of charge. So make sure you go download these broadcasts. We've been talking about walking out deliverance for the last 3 weeks, and I want to continue on that, but I want to do a different aspect of deliverance today. We want to talk about the importance of being delivered. You know, when you're born again, when you're set free from sin, when you give your life to the Lord and you choose to walk upright before God, you choose to accept him as your personal savior, it is very important that you understand that deliverance is not optional at that point. It's not an option to say, well, you know, I'm going to accept Christ, but I'm going to continue to be homosexual, or I'm going to accept Christ, but, you know, I'm just going to continue to sin, live my life. And, you know, that is the gospel of inclusion. And inclusion is not in the word, because true salvation is inclusive. And it is not up to you to try to define what salvation is all about. You know, I was in a very interesting conversation with a guy who practices Scientology the other day, and he began to tell me, you know, how his religion means this and what the Scientologists believe is this and that and, you know, all the different things. And then he said, you know, it's just strange how all of our different religions that are out there, you know, all these different religions, and everybody's still fighting each other, and all those that, you know, say that we all worship God, why are we all fighting each other? And why are the Jews fighting the Islamics? And why are, you know, the Christians fighting the non-Christians? And why is everybody in disagreement? And I told him, I said, well, you know, Scientology, because you embrace that doctrine basically respects all other gods, not just the God of the Scientologists, I said. And whenever you believe that everyone's God or everyone's idea of God is valid, I said, then you're going to have chaos, because their idea of God may mean that they can kill you if you don't serve their God. So if that's their definition of God, then you automatically have chaos and conflict if you want to live, because they want to kill you for not worshiping their God. So we have to have an authority on the subject of God. We have to have a definition of God. And I told him, I said, how do you have God without his word? And without his word, how do you know who God is? He said that you must know who he is through his word, and Jesus is his word. You have to understand that coming to God and believing he is who he says he is, where does he say who he is? He says that in the word. So without the word of God, without the Bible, you have no authority to tell you about God. And whenever people decide that they want God without the Bible or Jesus without the Bible, then they're subject to their own definition of who God is and what Jesus was. And they don't understand the truth because they deny the source of truth, which is what? The word of God. So anybody coming to me trying to tell me who God is and they haven't studied the true scriptures, then you have no idea who God is, and you've left it up into your own personal interpretation to tell me what you think God is, and that may conflict with who God truly is, and that births chaos. So that is what I want to let people know. You can't just choose to accept Christ and not accept his word. And you can't choose to accept his word and not obey his word. You can't choose to not obey his word and be in him, because he is his word. And if you come to him, you must first deny what you want to do and accept what he wants you to do. You have to believe his word and know his word to know who he is and believe that he has come into your heart and saved you from sin. So that is the first premise we must understand. Deliverance is not optional, but deliverance comes when you accept God's plan for you instead of your own plan. Now, we have all these churches out here and all these ministers out here and all these people out here just preaching anything and saying anything and, you know, live the way you want to live. Do what you want to do. I'm just going to give you a good word on Sunday. You know, if you want to pledge in a fraternity or sorority, go ahead and do that. If you want to be Freemason, go ahead and do that. You know, if we want to come and club dance and do the latest dances and all the sinful stuff, you know, go ahead. You know, we can dance to songs about sex and booty. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. And, you know, just have your way, because God will forgive us. But see, that is not the truth. The Bible tells us differently. But because you're not being taught the truth of the word, you don't know it. And because you're not reading the word, you don't know the truth of the word. So listen, people, please hear this. We can't go on our own definition of God. We can't do an Oprah Winfrey and just say, well, you know, that's what I feel God is, or that's how I feel God feels. And that, you can't do that. God has given us his word. He's given us what he says. Says, and he's defined these things for us. And so we must live by the plan that God has laid out before us in his word. So the importance of deliverance first is to understand why deliverance is so important. You have to understand this is a part of God's plan for your life, for your daily living. This is a part of his plan for you. Deliverance is a part of it. So when you come to Christ, when you accept him as your personal savior, God wants to clean you up. He wants to clean your life up, not just in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm. Why? Well, because it's going to make for a better life for you, and it's going to put you in position to really work for the kingdom of heaven. Let's go to the scriptures, Hebrews 12 and 1. And I want you to really get this, y'all. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, those are the ones that were before us, that fought for the faith, even though they did not receive the promise according to the word, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. What race that is set before us? The race of life that God has set before us, the race from sin into life that God has set before us. 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That means that he has written the book on our faith. He's the author and he is the finisher. So that means not only has he written the book, but he's written the solution and the end of the book, meaning that he has the perfect plan from beginning to end for our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So understand what God has done so you don't be weary and you don't be faint in your mind. Understand what Jesus did by giving his life for you, for your sins. He's saying once you understand that, you won't be faint and weary in your mind because you'll understand that Jesus has authored and finished this plan by giving himself on the cross, and he's made a way for you to be totally delivered and live free from sin. Now, of course, because we're in flesh, it's a constant battle. It's a constant struggle. Please don't get me wrong. I don't want people to think because I preach these kinds of messages that, you know, hey, I'm perfect and I do everything the right way and I never make a mistake. No, that is not true. As long as we're wrapped in flesh, we will make mistakes. We will have problems. But understand, I'm not preaching this message because I live a perfect life. I'm preaching this message because the word has laid out a perfect plan for our lives, for our imperfect lives, so that we can have deliverance and walk in that perfection. So that's what I'm preaching. I'm preaching what the word says. Why? Because I have confidence in the word. I have confidence in what the word is saying. I have confidence in God bringing us all into righteousness and right alignment. I have confidence that his word can sustain us and fix us and help us in the time of need. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes, but I'm saying our mistakes don't have to be fatal. Our mistakes don't have to be life ending. Our mistakes don't have to be life shaking. Our mistakes don't have to corrupt our children and corrupt our lineage and corrupt our heritage and our bloodline. Our mistakes don't have to corrupt our purpose and destroy our destiny. Our mistakes don't have to ruin our position in the kingdom and halt our progress in the spirit realm. Understand, our mistakes don't have to do that. I'm preaching this because the Bible has given us solutions and says right here that Jesus is the author and finisher of this thing. Our faith in him leads us to believe that he has the answer for us. Just like that old song, Jesus is the answer for the world today. I believe that with all my heart. So that's why I preach this. So for those of y'all that email and call and, you know, got something to say about G. Craig Lewis, he just think he's this and he's think he that because he preaches this. I'm preaching what the word of God says, and I'm trying my best to live what the word says, but I know that the word has the answer for me and the word has the answer for you. So understand the importance of being delivered is one, so we can live in the privilege that God has ordained for us. Being saved is not just heaven after death, but it is prosperity also in this life. Now, I know we hear a bunch of prosperity messages. I mean, you turn on TBA, you turn on the Christian radio. I mean, a lot of different places, that's all they talk about is your miracle season, harvest, destiny, purpose, favor, favor, destiny, purpose, miracle season, harvest, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. That's all you hear about. But listen, there is a truth to prosperity in this life. Now, it's not always financial. God says that the true prosperity is soul prosperity. He says it in 3 John, this the third epistle of John, second chapter. He says, beloved, I wish all, above all things, that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as what? Your soul prosperous. So God is saying, yes, I want you to have money. Yes, I want you to have finances. Yes, I want you to have peace. I want you to have joy. I want your life to be good. I want you to have everything you need. But above all, I want your soul to prosper, your mind to prosper. I want you to think like you should. I want you to make decisions like you should. I want you to live like you should in accordance to what the word of God has taught you. So God is saying, I want you doing the right thing. I want you functioning like you should. I want your health to be right. I want all these things, but I want you to make good decisions. I want you to make decisions based on my plan for you. This is what he's saying in the Epistle of John. Soul prosperity. He wants to be why you are. In him, we move, we breathe, we have our being. He wants to be the reason why. It's not for the sake of mankind, and it's not for the sake of this or that. No, it's for the sake of the kingdom of God. He wants wants to be the source and the reason why you have existence. So what does this mean? This means we have to lay aside sometimes our own personal agendas. We have to lay aside our own personal plans and what we feel like we need to achieve to feel better about ourselves. And we have to accept the plan of God. And his plan first is that you be truly and fully delivered. So this is the importance of deliverance, to not just have heaven after death, but prosperity in this life. Because when you are delivered, listen, living holy and making godly choices can not only improve your life, but the future lives you affect. So being delivered can improve your life. It'll improve your lifestyle. Have you seen the life of people that are on drugs? Have you seen the life of people that have addictions, sexual addictions, and all kinds of things? Have you seen the lives that they live? They ruin lives. They ruin their own lives. They ruin their children's lives. They ruin their family's lives, their husband, their wives, whoever. They ruin lives when they have addictions. This is why God is saying, I want you delivered from this, because it will not only improve your life, but it will improve the future lives that you are affecting. Don't you understand that you always affect lives? You always affect others, even when you sin. So you may be thinking you're hiding it, but somebody else is always involved. So this is why God is saying, look, I want you delivered so you can improve your way of living and improve those that live around you. The second important thing about deliverance is peace and joy. So when you're delivered from your own plan and what you thought was what you wanted to do, and you begin to do what God says do, and you begin to live out God's perfect plan for you, it will bring you guaranteed peace and joy. Oh, there'll be less sickness. There'll be less disease. There'll be less sleeplessness and less hurtfulness and less emotional trauma and less issues. You won't be so issue oriented, but you'll be a different person and you can have peace and joy. Romans 14 and 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but what is it? It is righteousness, which is right alignment, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So God's place in his kingdom, and this is the kingdom here on earth, his place for you in the kingdom is made up of righteousness and peace and joy. But if you are not operating or walking out deliverance, then you live beneath this privilege and you don't experience the peace and the joy. But you're always looking over your shoulder when you're walking in sin. You're always wondering what God thinks of you, and your confidence level, even in your prayer life, is weakened by the fact that you keep going back to sin and you keep living in sin and doing the wrong thing. Don't you understand? Those things affect you and they hurt you. So you can't have the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost if you continue to walk in a state of non-deliverance. You have to be delivered. Listen, people, you have to walk the way God wants you to walk if you expect to receive the things God has for you. Understand, how do you ever think that God is going to reward foolishness and reward an unruly child, someone that will not follow him? Do you really honestly believe that God will reward that? No, he says he's a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. What are they seeking? Seeking after his will and his plan for you. Listen, deliverance is very important because living beneath God's plan will rob you of your privileges, what you're entitled to. You can look back in history. Whenever a prince had a father who was a king, or, you know, a princess had a father who was a king, they were entitled to some benefits. You hear me? And this is why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Why? Because he forgives all of our sins and he healeth all of our diseases. So we got benefits, but if you don't walk out deliverance and live according to God's plan, you forfeit a lot of your privileges. Listen, Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. This was so important that King Solomon turned around and said the very same thing again in Proverbs 6 and 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto men. What is that way? That is the way of following your flesh, walking according to your flesh, doing what your flesh is dictating dictating to you, becoming a slave of your flesh, letting your flesh rule you, lead and guide you, making decisions based on fleshly desires instead of walking in the plan that God has. The Bible tells us that those that follow their flesh, or that way that seemeth right unto man, the end thereof are the ways of death, which is wages of sin. So we know that there is a way that your flesh is going to lead you, but then there is a way that God's spirit wants to lead you. And the Bible tells us that there is a constant battle between the flesh and the spirit, but we have to put ourselves in position to win that battle. How do you put yourself in position to win that battle? True deliverance. Listen to what I'm saying, people. When you are delivered, you put yourself in position to win the battle. If you are not delivered and you're bound to sin, then when sin rises up in you, you're gonna go for the sin. But if you are delivered from that sin and you've given it to God and you've claimed your deliverance and you're walking out deliverance, not to turn back to those things, then when it rises up, you got fight in you. You can fight it out and say, you know what? I'm not going back to that, but I'm going to stand on the truth of the word and walk out my deliverance. Understand, deliverance is the way to escape that. Now, it helps you escape the wages of sin. True deliverance. Now, understand, when salvation comes, yeah, Jesus Christ comes and saves you from your sin, but deliverance is, I'm talking about your day-to-day walk with Christ, your day-to-day walk as a believer. You gotta walk out deliverance. You cannot live beneath your privilege. Sin will get you. Sin will master you, and sin will ultimately destroy you. It'll destroy you. The Bible says the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and then to destroy. That is what sin will do. He comes to steal, to kill, and then ultimately destroy you, destroy God's plan for you, destroy your ability to function, destroy your lineage, your children, your family, your house, your money. The devil's coming after everything. And when you walk in sin and don't walk out true deliverance, you become subject to the enemy in a lot of these areas, and you ruin your chance to live the way God wants you to live. You live beneath your privilege, and you begin to suffer the consequences of the sin that you are carrying out. Now listen, true deliverance puts you in right alignment with God. That is his righteousness. So when you're truly delivered, it lines you up with the plan of God. That means that you're not walking in the flesh, but you're walking in the spirit. That means there is therefore now no condemnation for them that walketh not after the flesh, but after the spirit. The reverse of that, there is condemnation if you walk after the flesh. So understand, to be free from condemnation, the word condemning you, the truth condemning you, you got to walk in the word and the truth. So true deliverance puts you in right alignment with God. True deliverance gives you a powerful testimony of God's power. That is your sanctification. You're able to be set apart and tell others, look, I used to be on crack, but now I don't use crack anymore. Why? Because I am walking out my full deliverance. I used to be homosexual, but I'm not homosexual anymore. Why? Because I'm walking out true deliverance. I used to go club on the weekends, used to get drunk, used to hang out, all those things. I don't do those things anymore. Why? Because I'm walking out true deliverance. Deliverance gives you a powerful testimony of God's power. Listen, true deliverance shows God's power to make the crooked straight and the old new. That is your regeneration. True deliverance regenerates you, and it shows by an example. You don't have to say anything. People just remember that you used to be a hustler. They remember you used to be jiving on the streets, and that you used to be this or that, and now God has cleaned you up and made you new. Does that mean you're perfect? No, it doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means that God has shown his power and shown himself mighty by cleaning you up, and now you are walking out your true deliverance. True deliverance also makes your way easier and your burdens lighter. Listen, that is the emancipation of deliverance. Deliverance comes and it sets you free. It makes your way easier. You're not always sneaking and creeping like you are when you're in sin. You're not always looking over your shoulder and wonder who's watching and hoping nobody sees you and hoping nobody finds out and all these things that come when you're living a life in sin or secret sin or whatever you're bound to. It makes it easier when true deliverance comes and your burdens become lighter. Listen, you don't worry about getting pregnant and having to get an abortion and all these different things. People live like that. I don't know how they do it. And you're always at the clinic getting tested and you don't ever know what you got and who you was with. And you're always lying and can't remember which lie you told. And you're trying to write lies in your hand so next time you talk to that person, you can remember what you said when you said it. And just living those kinds of lives, I'm telling you, your burdens will be lighter with true deliverance. And then lastly, true deliverance makes you truly belong to God, mind, body, and spirit. Mind, body, and spirit. This is your elevation. True deliverance elevates you. It elevates your mind. It elevates your body. It elevates your spirit. It takes you to the realm of God so that you can be closer to God and you can feel like you truly belong to God. Now, people preach all the time, it's not about feeling, baby, but you can't tell me that it doesn't feel better to do the right thing and go to God in prayer than doing the wrong thing and going to God in prayer. You can't tell me that it doesn't feel better when you know you've tried your best, you've done your best, and you followed the plan of God the best you know how, and then you go before God. It feels better than if you know that you've been doing the wrong thing for a long time, and you know that you've been doing things that God has told you not to do, and then you got to go before him. Listen, it's a lot easier. Your mind, your body, and your spirit, it feels better to you. You feel like you truly belong. You know why? Because you feel like a son of the Most High. You have his attribute. You have his righteousness. You have his holiness. And when you're practicing that lifestyle of righteousness and holiness and you're trying to live like the Bible teaches you to live, you feel like a son of the Most High God. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you don't base everything on feeling because you do want to get it right when you do wrong or do the wrong thing. But the bottom line is we got to live the way God wants us to live, and we have to walk out true deliverance if we're going to be true sons and daughters of the Most High God. Romans 6 and 19, and then I'm closing. It says, I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness before, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness, meaning that there was no righteousness, so you weren't bound to it. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things that you used to do is death. Romans 6 and 22 says, but now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification, and the outcome is what? Eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It can't get any plainer than that. The Bible is telling us that, yeah, you lived a life of sin before Christ, but now that you are in Christ, live to the best of your ability. Don't practice lawlessness, but present your members as slaves to righteousness. Come on, let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your word. I believe your word is truth. I believe it is light. I believe it is light to a dark world. I believe your word is the authority, God, that we must live by. I believe it is the authority, God, that we must rule our lives by. I believe your word teaches us who you are, and it teaches us who we are, and it teaches us how to be what you want us to be. I believe it, God, and we must learn what your word is saying. We must believe it for ourselves, and we must study it and keep it in the forefront of our lives, God, and walk it out and believe that our deliverance comes by knowing your word and knowing what you've done for us with your death on the cross. God, we just thank you and praise you for Jesus right now, for righteousness, for sanctification, for regeneration, for emancipation, for elevation and for right alignment in you, God. We thank you for it. And I pray that everyone that hears this message will get it, God. Let it stir up their subconscious. God, let this thing go deep within them. So, God, they can't do the things they used to do. But, God, it will come with much conviction. And you'll begin to convict us, God. You'll begin to chasten us. And you'll go after us, God, with everything so we can line up with your plan for us, God. And live the life you've called us to live so we can welcome you with open arms when you return in Jesus' name. And we'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.